From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, November 24th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media an amendment to the proposed 2018 Green County budget that would retain the current retiree prescription plan was approved by the legislature last week. Legislator Harry Lennon, Democrat of Cairo, made the motion to amend the $113.6 million spending plan by taking funds out of the county's contingency fund rather than pass the cost on to senior citizens. When county employees are planning to retire, they have to factor in all costs for the future, including health care, Lennon said. He said, and I quote, "We didn't want to increase their costs for health care in retirement. I thought it was the right thing to do," end quote. Legislator Michael Bullitt, Republican of Catskill, said there is a tremendous amount of wasteful government spending and there are other ways to pay for the health care program without tapping the contingency fund. Bullitt said, and I quote, "We seem to put such a high value on government services. The cost of it continues to go up. Property owners are paying the burden of it," end quote. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Claire Gilbert is reporting for the Columbia paper. The town of Ghent has allocated $10,000 less in the 2018 budget than requested by the West Ghent Volunteer Fire Company. At a recent town board meeting, town supervisor Michael Benvenuto read aloud a letter sent by the board to the fire company explaining that in light of recent events, the board believed the $100,000 allocation would be sufficient to cover the company's operating costs during the coming year. The board's letter reads in part, and I quote, "Over the course of the last 2 years, the Office of the State Comptroller has been conducting an audit and investigation of the company. This summer, the OSC audit and investigation resulted in criminal charges against the former treasurer of the company. In August, the former treasurer received a criminal sentence and was ordered to pay restitution after pleading guilty to falsifying business records in the first degree," end quote. The comptroller's office found there was a lack of adequate oversight of the company's financial activities by its leaders. Benvenuto continued reading from the letter, which states the town board believes the fire company, and I quote, "has substantial reserves," end quote, and I quote, "even though the company will receive $10,000 less from the town of Ghent in 2017, there will still be money left to transfer to reserve," end quote. The fire company was not represented at the meeting, but the Columbia paper received an email earlier this month acknowledging the board's plans to cut the funds. The email stated that as a contractor, the fire company would not provide protection if the reduction was approved. No one from the fire company responded when contacted by the Columbia paper. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Finally, Brian Nearing is reporting for the Times Union. The state of New York sent the results of its own study on the Hudson River PCB cleanup to U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt on Wednesday, November the 23rd. Those results indicate the cleanup is not finished and more needs to be done. Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sago said some 1,200 samples taken from the river this summer proved the state's case. The EPA supervised the seven-year, $1 billion PCB cleanup of the river by General Electric Company, which has steadfastly maintained that it has met EPA requirements that were part of the 2002 agreement to perform the work. Sago said, and I quote, "It is clear from the state's ongoing research that EPA's job is not done, and they cannot declare that this remediation is complete," end quote. If the federal agency fails New York, Sago said, the state will explore all legal options to challenge the EPA's decision. Federal officials are now considering whether to sign off on the cleanup project. That move is opposed by the state and numerous government, civic, and environmental groups. EPA currently estimates that fish in the river will not be safe for people to eat for another 50 years if the present PCB levels remain. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 48 degrees. For Friday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 32. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, a chance of showers mainly after 2 p.m. There will be increasing clouds with a temperature high near 50 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of rain showers before 1 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m., then a chance of snow showers after 4 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 32. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. Sunday night, a slight chance of snow showers after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 28. Sunrise today was at 6:57 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:25 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, almost 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 24th day of November 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.